Okay, let's pick up from the Gemara Daf Nun Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the page. What we just said was that we have the story where there's an ox that falls into an irrigation ditch. The significance of that is that an irrigation ditch is called an Amas Hamayim because it's an Ama wide by an Ama deep, which means that it fell a height of 6 tefachim, and the owner shechted the animal without waiting. He just shechted the animal, and Rav Nachman paskened that the animal is a treifa. Why? Because we learn from the Gemara in Eilu Treifas that when an animal falls off a roof, it suffers internal injuries. Its bones or limbs get crushed. And even if you can't see that it has any injuries, but we presume there to be injuries, unless you have reason to believe otherwise. So if you wait 24 hours and you see that it's fine, so then it's kosher. But if it gets up and starts walking right away, that's also going to be okay. But here the animal didn't get up, and the master didn't wait 24 hours, and so Rav Nachman said that he paskin that the animal's a treifa. Now, what the Gemara says, okay, so what do you see from Rav Nachman's psak? The Gemara suggests that, well, apparently Rav Nachman holds yesh chavata b'pachas me'asara, that there is such a thing as there being this impact, this serious injury that could result in the animal being a treifa, even when the height that it falls is fewer than 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says as follows: Esvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So Rava asks the following question of Nachman from our Mishnah, the Mishnah Daf Nun. The Mishnah says, "Hayipchusin me'asar tefachim, if the depth of the pit was fewer than 10 tefachim, v'nafal l'socho shor o chamor umeis pater, and then an ox or a donkey falls in and dies pater." So the digger of the pit is going to be exempt from liability. And the question is, why? Now, so presumably, my time, what's the reason for this? La mishum de les be chavata. Presumably, the reason that you're pater in this case is that there's no chavata in this case. There's no impact because it didn't fall from a high enough height for there to be, for it to get smashed, to suffer from the impact of the ground. So what do you see? You see that there is no chavata if there are fewer than 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not correct. Mishum de les be'avala. The reason that you're pater in that case is that there's no hevel, because there aren't 10 tefachim of depth, so there's no toxic environment, and therefore that's why if the animal dies, you're going to be pater. But of course there is going to be chavata, and even though there is chavata, you're going to be pater. So the Gemara says, ihachi, but if that's true, if that's so, the Bach adds in the im huzak bo chai, when the Mishnah goes on to say, okay, well, if the animal falls in and dies, you're pater, but if it falls in and gets hurt, you're going to be chayiv. So why should he be chayiv? Halas be havala, but there's no havala, there's no toxic environment because there aren't 10 tefachim of depth, so then why should he be liable? So the Gemara says, Amalei, so Rav Nachman says back to Rava, ain hevel amisa, there isn't hevel for misa, in other words, there isn't enough of a toxic environment that could result in death, v'yeh hevel l'nizakim, but there is hevel for damages. So that's why you'd be liable. Okay, so that was the kasha we had in Rav Nachman, and we deflected it. Esvei, so here's another kasha. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us that when they would perform skila, we often think of skila as you throwing stones at the person to be executed. That's not how they would do it. They would throw the person at the stones, meaning they'd push them off the top of a platform or a building of some sort, maybe some sort of area that was elevated. So that was the base of skila. So the base of skila says the Mishnah, how high did it have to be for us to push them off it to administer skila? So base of skila, The base of skila was 2 komos high. In other words, it was 2 heights high, or 2 stories loosely translated high. V'taniyala, and we teach over there in the Braisa, v'komos shalo, and you also have his own height. In other words, you have the 2 heights, the 2 stories of the building or the elevated area that we're pushing him off from, plus his own height from his head to the floor. So that would be harei kanjal. You'd have a total of 3 stories. Now, wait a second. But if you think that there is chavata, there is this significant impact when someone or something falls off from a height of even fewer than 10 tefachim, and that could result in death, so then lamali kuli hai. Why do I need it to be so high? Why does the base of skila have to be so high? It has to be 2 stories high for that to be a place that's suitable for us pushing him off to administer skila. So Gemara says, wait a second. So you're using that as a kasha on me and Rav Nachman that that I hold that if that there's chavata b'bachus minasar, and that's and that mishnah is problematic for me. But you guys hold what? You hold that there's chavata only if you have 10 tfachim. Well, the tamech, according to your reasoning, na'avad asar, then why don't we just make the basis kilo 10 tfachim? Right? According to you, it's really no better. It's a kash on both of us. So what's going on in that mishnah? Ella, so rather, I'll tell you, the pshat in the mishnah is Rav Nachman. That mishnah, it's like Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua. Rav Nachman quoted Rabba Bar Ravua that what? Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us, love your friend like you love yourself. What do you see from this pasuk? Brar lo misa yafa. Choose for him a nice death. Meaning, when you are putting this fellow to death, when you're giving him skila, choose the misa. The misa should be done in a way that's nice. And if the height from which we push him off is not tall enough, he's not going to die quickly. And we want him to be able to die quickly, so you have to push him off from some higher elevation than just 10 tefachim or fewer than 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's so, nikvatve. If what you think is that bar lo misa yafa, why don't you make it higher? You should make the platform, the base of skila, even higher than two stories. So the Gemara says, mishum de minvol, because he'll be splattered, he'll be gross. When you push him off from such a high height, he's going to get splattered and go splash everywhere. So that's no good. So we need the right height for him to die quickly, but not too high that his body and bones are going to be splattered all over the place. So the Gemara says, okay, so that was our second kasha on Rav Nachman. We thought we had another raya to say that in chavata b'bachas me'asar. Now we have a third raya, third attempted kasha. Eisvei. Here's the problem. The Braisa analyzes the following pasuk. Ki yipol hano fel mimenu. The pasuk, this is the pasuk about Makkah, where the pasuk in the Varmcha Beis Ches tells us, ki sivna ba'is chash, when you build a new house, v'asisa makkah l'gagacha, you have to make a makkah, you have to make a fence around the roof of your house. V'lo sisim damim b'veisecha, don't put blood in your house, ki yipol hano fel mimenu, because someone is going to fall off from it. So it says the Braisa, ki yipol hano fel mimenu, why does the pasuk say someone's going to fall off from it? Mimenu, so clearly the pasuk is telling you from it velo bisocho, or the Bach changes it to velo lisocho. That the concern of the pasuk is the concern of the Torah, the thing, the circumstance requires you to build a makkah is when someone's going to fall off from your roof, but not if someone's going to be falling off onto your roof. Okay, it's that. How would that play out? What kind of case are we concerned about? So, for example, if the Rishus HaRabim, if you have the public area that's right adjacent to your house, and the Rishus HaRabim is higher than the roof of your house, there is a 10 tefach drop from the Rishus HaRabim to the roof of your house. So, v'nafal mitocha l'socho. So, if there is a Rishus HaRabim adjacent, and it's higher, there's a 10 tefach drop from the Rishus HaRabim to the roof of your house, and someone would fall off. From the Rishus Rabim into it, meaning onto the roof of your house, pater. That's a case where you would be exempt from having to build a makkah. That's not a concern. That's not the case that the Torah holds you accountable to build a makkah. Amuka mimeno, but if you have the reverse case where the Rishus Rabim is deeper than the roof of your house, meaning there's a asar tefachim, meaning that there's a 10 tefach drop from the roof of your house to the Rishus Rabim right next door, v'nafu mitocho Lisocha, and someone would fall off from your roof onto the Rishus Rabin, Chayiv. Well, that's a case where you'd be responsible, you'd be obligated to build a makkah. So what happened here? If the Rishus Rabin, if there's a 10th of a drop from Rishus Rabin onto your roof, you don't have to build a makkah to prevent people from falling from the Rishus Rabin onto your roof. But if there's a 10th of a drop from your roof onto the Rishus Rabin, then you do have to build a makkah. Now, wait a second. V'isa kadaitach. If you think yesh chavata b'bachas me'asar, if you think like what we think Rav Nachman holds, that yesh chavata b'bachas me'asar, that there is significant impact that someone could die as a result of the impact from falling even fewer than 10 tefachim, lamali asar, then why does it have to be 10 tefachim high? Why does there have to be a 10 tefach drop from the house to the Rishus HaRabim in order for you to be responsible to build a makkah? Clearly, this seems to be an indication against Rav Nachman, because our concern, the requirement to build a makkah, is only when there's a 10th halach drop from the house, from the roof of the house, to the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Shani Bayis, the Kol Pachas Me'asara, La Bayis. No, a house is different, because if there's fewer than 10 tefachim, well, that's not considered a house. Remember, the Pasuk says, Ki Sivna Bayis Chadash. When you build a new house, that's when there's an obligation to build a makkah. But what constitutes a house in halacha? So the answer is a house has to be comprised of 10 tefachim in order for it to have a shame bias. If it's not comprised of 10 tefachim, that's not a house. And if it's not a house, then there's no requirement to build a makkah. That's why there has to be a 10 tefach drop from the roof of your house to the adjacent Rosh Hashanah in order for there to be a requirement to build a makkah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's so, if that's true, that the reason is that it's not considered to be a house, that's why you need 10 tefachim. Well, hashanami to have him have rayasar. In this case, where you're saying also where there's 10 tefachim from the outside of the house, remember, how are you measuring the 10 tefach drop? Presumably from the top of the roof to the floor, to the floor of the Rosh Hashanah. And that's what you're measuring over here. But if that's the case, dalmine tikra maziva, you should subtract from it the height of the roof, the ceiling slats, the tikra, and the maziva, the plaster that is used to make the ceiling. And if you do that, mikavayu lo havi asara, from the inside, you're not going to have 10 tefachim. In other words, if you're measuring the 10 tefachim from the roof to the ground, so you're measuring presumably from, if a person is standing on top of the roof, so you're measuring from the top of the roof to the floor of the Rosh Hashanah. The problem is that what about if you're standing inside of the house? Well, if you're inside of the house, some of those 10 tefachim is comprised of the thickness of the roof itself, and the ceiling, the slats of the ceiling, the plaster of the ceiling, which would mean that the cavity of the house itself is fewer than 10 tefachim. Well, if the cavity of the house is fewer than 10 tefachim, you don't have a house. So then, anyway, you don't have 10 tefachim, which is a problem then. Then you shouldn't be liable because you don't have a bias. So the Gemara says, Amar Leih, no, I'll tell you what the pshat is. Kigon dechak megavai. For example, where your chak, where you were literally would be like engraved or chiseled out. Here we're talking about that you dug from inside of the house, megavai, from the inside. In other words, that you dig into the floor, so that the cavity of the house is 10 tefachim. So yeah, from the outside of the house, you have 10 tefachim going from the ceiling, from the top of the roof to the floor of the Shutz Rabin. But this is considered to be a house only if the internal part of the house, the interior, has a cavity of 10 tefachim. How do you have the interior to have a cavity of 10 tefachim? The answer is you dig into the floor of the house. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So then what you're telling me now is that when you have this house that's adjacent to the Shutz Rabin and a person could fall off on the roof onto the floor of the Rosh Hashanah, and if the drop is 10 tefachim, you're going to be liable. But now we're saying that you need 10 tefachim because otherwise you don't have a shame bias. But if you don't, if the reason you need 10 tefachim, now we're saying the drop has to be a 10 tefach drop, because if you don't have a 10 tefach drop, you don't have a shame bias. Well, then what about on the inside of the house? On the inside of the house, you don't have 10 tefachim. The answer is no, you do have 10 tefachim on the inside of the house because you dug into the hole of the ground. Well, then wait a second. Why did the drop have to be 10 tefachim? The drop could be 4 tefachim. Right? And if, as long as you dig a hole deep enough inside of your house so that the cavity of the house itself is 10 tefachim, then that could be the case. Yuck, if that's true, what you're saying right now is that when you dig into the floor of the house to make sure that the cavity of the house is 10 tefachim deep, 10 tefachim high, ki lo avinami me'avrei asara, well then when you don't have 10 tefachim on the outside, also, mishkachasla, you could find the case, tavim me'gavai asara, where the inside of the house is 10 tefachim, has a cavity of 10 tefachim, ki gon dechak be'tvei. For example, where you dug significantly, you dug a lot into the floor of the house. So why are you telling me in this braisa that there has to be a 10 tefach drop from the roof of your house to the floor of the shusram if what you're saying is correct? So where is this going to leave us? Remember, again, we asked as a kasha from the analysis of this braisa and this pasuk of Maka that you see from the braisa that the way that we interpret that you're going to be liable is if from the roof of your house to the floor of the shusram is a 10 tefach drop. And that's where you're going to be chayv to build a makkah for that case. The problem is, if you hold a Rav Nachman that yesh chavata bevachas me'asara, why do you need a 10 tefach drop? So the Gemara said, oh, that's because if you don't have a 10 tefach drop, then you don't have a 10 tefach house. And if you don't have a 10 tefach house, there's no requirement to build a makkah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what about inside of the house? If the drop is 10 tefachim, that means you're measuring from the top of the roof. But that means that the ceiling itself eats up some of the 10 tefachim. So if you're standing inside of the house, you don't have a cavity of 10 tefachim inside of the house. So you don't have a house, because it's not 10 tefachim. If there's no 10 tefachim, then how does that help? So Gemara says, no, there is 10 tefachim on the inside of the house because you dig into the floor of the house to complete the 10 tefachim of airspace, of cavity within the side of the house. So Gemara says, okay, well, wait a second. If you're digging into the floor of the house, then why is the Braisa spelling out that you have to have a 10 tefach drop? You don't need a 10 tefach drop at all. You just have to make sure to dig really deep inside to make sure that the house itself is 10 tefachim. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Ella, so rather, what's the pshat? You know what? We mess up the whole thing. We thought that Rav Nachman, from the fact that he paskin in that bright in the story with the axe, that it sounds like he holds Yesh Chavata B'Pachas Me'asara. That's not true. Ella, Hanu Tamid Rav Nachman, the reasoning for Rav Nachman is, the Rav Nachman Savar, Mekresa Detura La'ara Kamahave, from the stomach of the axe to the floor of the ground. Kamahave, how much is that? Arba. Normally there is, from the stomach of the axe to the ground, would be at least four tefachim. Now, Arisa de Dalai, the river of the water pourers, in other words, the irrigation ditch, Kamahave, what's the depth of the irrigation ditch? Shisa, you have six tefachim, which would mean then that from the animal, if it's standing by the edge of the irrigation ditch, how much space do you have? How much of a height do you have from the stomach of the animal to the floor of the pit, of the irrigation ditch? Ha asaras, so you have a total of 10 tefachim. And that, if that's the case, that means that when the animal falls, the stomach of the animal falls from 10 tefachim off the ground of the irrigation ditch. So ishkach, so then the way that you'll find it now that it comes out is the ki kamachabit, me'asar hu tekamachabit, when it gets smacked on the floor of the ground of the pit, it's from a height of 10 tefachim. That's how it's getting smacked, in which case there's no indication from this psak, from Rav Nachman, that yesh chavata b'bachas mesar, because the case is where there is asar tefachim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case now, that's where you're touching up the psak of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's psak, that the animal should be a trefa when it falls into the irrigation ditch, is because, specifically because there's a tenth of a height from the belly of the animal to the floor of the irrigation ditch, and he holds yesh chavata, that he doesn't hold of yesh chavata b'bachas mesar, well then elamas nisin, well then the Mishnah, and that we had a daf nun dektani where we taught ma bor shu kedei lahamis asar tefachim af kol sheish kedei lahamis asar tefachim, when the Mishnah tells us that the yisod of bor is that in order for you to be liable for bor is that it has to have a depth of 10 tefachim, because only when the pit is 10 tefachim deep, that's when the pit is fatal. B'shisanami sagi, if the pit were only 6 tefachim high, that also would suffice. That would also be a fatal pit, because if we're dealing with the oxen in the pasuk, well then the ox's height, the belly of the ox is 4 tefachim off the ground, which means that you automatically, if the pit is only 6 tefachim, then you have a problem. Then that's the case which we're talking about. So why does the Mishnah say that the pit has to be 10 tefachim deep? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what I would say. Masnisin de'igander lebar. The case of the Mishnah is where the animal rolls into the pit. And because the case of the Mishnah is where the animal rolls into the pit, you don't have a case of the cavity, the height of the animal's belly from the ground being 10 tefachim. Okay, so what happened over here? What we said is we had a psak of Rav Nachman in the case of the ox that falls into the irrigation ditch. Rav Nachman passed on that the animal would be a trefa. Why? The Gemara suggests that that's because he holds yesh chavata b'pachas me'asar. We then had three kashas on Rav Nachman. The first one was from the Mishnah Daf Nun. The second one was from the Gemara, from the Mishnah in the Sanhedrin, about the Beis HaSkila. And the third one was from the Braisa of Ki Pol HaNofal Mimeno, about Makkah. Ultimately, the Gemara had to throw up our arms for Rav Nachman because of the Braisa about Makkah. And therefore we say, you're right, Rav Nachman doesn't actually hold Yesh Chavat B'Bachas Me'asara. Rav Nachman holds that the reason that the animal is a trefa is that it fell from a distance of, it fell a distance of 10 tefachim. How did it fall a distance of 10 tefachim? The answer is that from the belly of the animal to the floor of the ground normally is only 4 tefachim. And then from now, in this case, the irrigation ditch itself is a total another 6 tefachim. So the animal fell a total of 10 tefachim. Okay, let's hold here.